This is KUT
Austin.
Stop.
This is KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. May is Older Americans Month. Yes, I know many of these special months sound like ploys to get us to buy stuff, but this one's a little different. President John F. Kennedy met with the National Council of Senior Citizens back in April of 1963. That meeting led to the creation of Senior Citizens Month in May, which eventually became Older Americans Month. You've probably heard numbers about the growing senior population in Central Texas and around the country. Here's just one. The Census Bureau says by 2030, all baby boomers will be older than 65. So for the first time in U.S. history, there will be more older people than children. The raw numbers for seniors tell a story, but what about the way we treat seniors? To talk more about that, I turn to Central Texas Life and Relationship Coaches Janice and Rock Rockman. They're certified by an International Coaching Federation accredited organization. They believe there's a lot of work to do on that, both externally and internally.
I think depending on the age of the person, you have to slow down to be able to engage with them. And we live in a rapid fire world. But it takes a while to get those stories and to build that rapport. And so it's not necessarily like an instant transaction. And that requires us kind of slowing down our own pace so that we can learn from it's living history. We get things from our elderly that we cannot get in a book.
I think there are misconceptions about what it means to be a senior. We make assumptions about diminished capacity and things that aren't necessarily true.
I think it's hard to accept the reality of what 65 or 70 is, especially when we have all these terms of like 50 is a new 40 and 60 is a new 50. It's like we don't want to embrace what is.
You know, as we begin to age, as we begin to become older, you start to think about, for example, I'm X age. I should have been able to accomplish this by now, you know, or by this age, I thought life would have been like this, or that really interesting statement that you hear a lot of individuals say, if I would have known then what I know now.
I mean, are expressions of things like those over the hill birthday cards at 40 or, you know, sending the dead flowers or whatever the sort of joke is that a way of kind of wrestling with our own fears or concerns about aging?
I think it's a way of labeling ourselves. It's a way of limiting ourselves. It's a way of stereotyping ourselves. And if we're not in that bracket yet and someone got there before us, it's a way of trying to elevate ourselves.
And then there's the fear of the unknown. You know, the older we get, the closer we are to the end. You know, and there was a time when people, you know, were 15, 20, 30 years on the job. You don't see that anymore in this day and age. People are, you know, 5 years plus and then they're on to the next thing. Well, as you get older, you start to feel, and it's really not fair, but you start to feel that, okay, where's my value if I'm 40 plus, 50 plus? Where can I go when they got a young whippersnapper fresh out of college who, you know, can give the company more time, more tenure?
The workplace is one of the places where ageism really has, where it really begins.
Well, it runs rampant, yeah.
Yeah, and where people don't even want to sometimes disclose their actual age because they feel that they will miss out on opportunities. And then it's interesting because, like, consumerism, it urges all of us to fight this battle of aging.
There's so many messages and signals out there of things that, you know, we should buy to get rid of our gray hair or get rid of our wrinkles. And what that says is, you know, there's a problem here with gray hair or wrinkles or whatever the manifestation of aging is. But if you buy this thing, well, that'll fix it.
It's asking us to fight a battle that there's no way we'll win because we're all going to age. I remember when one of our children were younger and one of their dolls broke or a toy broke and they wanted to go throw it away. And I think some relatives were like, okay, we'll just get a new one. I was like, no, it's still useful. So we just patched it up and now they have all these different toys of differing abilities. You don't have to throw it away if it's not working exactly like it did before.
How do you think we go about changing some of those misconceptions and attitudes towards people who are older?
I think representation is key because when you don't see yourself reflected in your society, it's difficult to imagine what's possible for yourself. And it's also difficult for other people to see you in that light when you're in that demographic. So I know that there's a lot of elderly people like AARP kind of commercials and prescription drug commercials, But what if we just had like some elderly people walking down a catwalk in a runway? And what if they were just in a commercial for McDonald's that had nothing to do with becoming a senior,
representing them not by age, but just who they are.
And I think also like intergenerational kind of communities, housing, social networking, intergenerational career opportunities, sort of mixing that so that it's not such a separate kind of thing would at least begin to help.
Right.
But have you ever had anyone say to you, you look good for your age?
Oh, completely.
And is that a backhanded compliment or is that a complete compliment?
It's some kind of compliment. They still look amazing at 40. Well, all the other 40-year-olds look terrible.
Well, and like that, right, some major accomplishment is almost impossible to achieve.
Is that a major accomplishment? Yeah, yeah, exactly. This is impossible. They look amazing at 50. Like, we all look amazing, right?
You know, there are things sort of at a societal and general level to do to kind of reverse misconceptions, but it does seem like there's also work to do about how we kind of internally regard our own progression through life and aging that we could also look at making some changes that would help with all of this.
Where we used to live some years ago, there were two ladies that we knew. They were both the same age, and one was just had a young spirit about her. She was just all about life, very upbeat. And there was another lady, and she was like a mother to everyone, you know, and she kind of had just kind of that older shuffle about her. And that was just how she wanted to present herself to the world.
I don't know how much we'll ever be able to completely correct it, but I do think that as a society, we tend to place more value on one versus the other.
Right.
We tend to value someone that seems to be more mobile, more agile, more energetic. And I wonder even like with hiring managers and with companies and employment opportunities, if we would hire in more people that were over a certain age, it would probably make people feel a lot more comfortable about disclosing their age and about aging. Right. So you don't have to try and hide it.
Janice and Rock Rockman are Central Texas life and relationship coaches certified by an International Coaching Federation accredited program. And we thank you so much for your time and discussion today.
Thank you, Jennifer.